I'm just let's see this call. Okay. The sticker on the floor. Dr. Habger dictated in the clinic note on Jasmine.
Le voy a dar, ¿quiere que le des el viernes o al lunes? Si le doy este viernes, te va a tener dos días.
Pacquiao, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, last name P-A-C-H-E, C-O, birth date, 10-31, 10, dictation 4-28-24, patient presents the history of being bitten by a stray dog, getting off the bus today. German Shepherd, quote, she saw it. With pain to right hip, states that dog is one of many stray dogs in that area. States that dog did not look sick. Her attacker more than one bite. Review of symptoms of those non-contributory, past medical history, and eventful social family history, non-contributory. Physical exam, your own parents, all patients in mild distress, has ears, nose, and throat. Within normal limits, neck level without masses, lungs clear, lost your taste percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft without a gamelle or tears, back, within normal limits, skin, puncture wound to right inferior buttocks with diffuse tenderness, without evidence of ecchymosis, with trace amount of bleeding on underwear from wound without actively bleeding at present. Extremities, neuropsychiatric, otherwise within normal limits. Patient was given a tetanus toxoid shot and advised, treated with observation, to take NSAIDs and topical care bite without antibiotics, without likelihood of infection. Advised to follow up in 2 days to confirm, evaluate progress, contacted animal control, and stated that patients, parents would need to contact them, and then they would investigate or come and attempt to pick up dog. Explained to mother how it was very important for her to be sure that they're notified as soon as she gets home, and to insist that they come and try to apprehend the dog that injured her, so that he can be examined for any evidence of rabies. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.